Hello, good afternoon. Yes, we're conducting a survey. I'm doing great.
A survey? What are you surveying?
Your participation is important to the success of this research and the efforts of local community-based organizations working on community issues. Do you have a few minutes for a survey, sir?
Sure, why not?
Okay, thank you. And when thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very satisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
This country is headed to hell in a handbasket.
So would that be very dissatisfied, somewhat dissatisfied?
There you go. There you go. Very dissatisfied.
Okay, thank you. And when thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say each of these issues is to you? Using a scale 0 to 10, where 0 means it is not an important issue to you, and a 10 means it is a very important issue to you. The first one is inflation and the cost of living, 0 to 10.
10. Like I said, this country is going to hell in a handbasket.
Okay. Racism and discrimination, sir?
10. This country is going to hell in a handbasket.
Okay. Student loan debt.
10. If they went to school and got educated, they ought to pay their own damn bill.
Okay. And democracy?
10. This country is going to hell in a handbasket.
Okay. And that's a lot of handbaskets, by the way.
Do you live in this country?
Yes, sir, I do, in the Bronx.
Is your world perfect, or do you see some things?
No, I cannot agree or disagree, but I hear you. And how about immigration?
If folks come here legally, I'm fine with it. Those that come here illegally, deport them.
Okay, so 0 to 10?
10, because the borders... They just walk across. Nobody stops them. They just welcome them in with open arms, even though they're crossing illegally.
And jobs and wages?
Wages stinks. Jobs suck. The employers suck. They don't give a crap about the employees. It's just all about them making a buck and paying the executives and the CEOs, but they don't care about the working blue-collar man and woman. 10.
Okay. And criminal justice reform.
There's a lot that could be improved. There's a lot that could be improved.
0 to 10?
10.
Okay. And reproductive freedom?
That there I don't really care about. You know, if somebody chooses to, you know, have a baby or abort a baby, that's their business. I don't agree with how they do it, but that's their business. 5.
You know what? The clicker was right on 5 for some reason. Okay, how about climate change?
Oh, we're gonna cook. You ever notice it's getting hotter every year?
Storms
are getting worse.
Yep.
They're getting more severe. You're getting more of them. Everything. Tornadoes, hurricanes, thunderstorms, all of the above. 10.
Like the movie, The Day After Tomorrow. You seen that movie?
I have seen that movie.
Yeah. Okay, how about healthcare?
What about it? It's crazy expensive, and it's not worth it. So they want to give everybody a pill to fix everything, but that's not going to fix it, and then they charge an arm and a leg. I know because I had surgery on my neck last year. The bill was $39,000, and I was in the hospital for 7 hours. Seven hours in the hospital, $39,000 bill.
0 to 10 on that one?
10.
Okay. And I got an ambulance ride. They didn't even do anything, 5,000.
Like I said, my little neck surgery, go in and check in at 7 o'clock in the morning. They discharged me at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And a month later, I got a $39,000 bill in the mail.
How about abortion rights?
5, like I said with the other thing about the reproductive stuff.
And K-12 education, it's kindergarten to seniors education, is that important?
Educators are fine. The problem nowadays is you just got so many children that just don't have any discipline, or they don't get the proper kind of parental guidance at home. So they go to school and they disrupt the school system and the teachers and the education of the ones that are there to learn. Ten,
got it. And Boney writes?
Ten.
Okay.
They need to change it to where, you know, like with me, if I choose to go get a driver's license, I got to show proof of residency. You know, I got to show that I am a U.S. citizen, that I live wherever I live at, in Georgia or California or Alaska, to get a valid driver's license. If I want to buy a firearm, it's the same thing. They want to know, you know, when's the last time you had a bowel movement to buy a gun. So if you're going to vote, you ought to be able to provide a valid ID, photo ID. Ten.
Okay, and crime and violence.
10.
Okay.
But I'm a firm believer in the Second Amendment. I wish a mug would try it at my house. Police ain't got to be in a hurry. They're going to be here when they get there.
As you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state, and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in 2024 November elections on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not likely to vote at all, and 10 means you are extremely likely to vote?
I'm extremely likely to vote. 10.
Got it. Thank you. And now, what is your race? Select all that apply.
I'm mixed race. I'm what they call mulatto. I got some of everything in me.
Okay. So what races would that be?
I've got some Irish, some Native American, some black, some white, Caucasian, if you want to call it that.
Yes.
Just a hodgepodge, some of everything.
Got it. Thank you.
I understand that none of us are pure-blooded anything. Everybody's mixed.
Absolutely. And all right, well, that concludes the survey, sir, and thank you for your answers, and hope you get to vote, and have a great day, okay? And God bless.
You too, young man.
All right, thank you, young man. All right, well, thank you for that, and you have yourself a great day, sir.
You too, young man.
All right, you too.